brass-hilted weapon, with Deus Vult engraved on the blade. A crusader sword, begod, and why not? For if it was 700 years out of date, it was still in Christian land. It took us until supper-time to complete our packages, and to see that all was well in the stables, where she had picked out 2 fine Arab mares and a led animal. Afterwards we retired early, since we were to be up by 3 and away by 4, bidding each other a decorous good night, in which I kept my hands to myself with difficulty. For while Malie had taken some of the edge off my carnal appetite, Ulubba's leather-clad bounties were a quivering temptation. Still, I knew it wouldn't be long before the mistress decided she'd like a share of the jollification of which the maid had apparently spoken so highly, and on that consoling thought, I fell asleep. When I woke, it took a moment to identify the noise that had disturbed me. Judging by the moonlight, it must be past midnight. There was nothing out of the way in the sounds of the sleeping castle, and then I heard it, a faint whisper beyond my door, low and urgent. For an instant I wondered if it could be Ulubba, but the language was recognisably Amharic, and I caught one of the few words I knew, Tenisu, which means get up. It was a woman's voice. Could it be Malie, after another nightcap? But if so, why hadn't she just breezed in as before? There it came again. With a soft chuckle I called to enter, without result. So I hopped out and opened the door, and sure enough, Malie it was, eyes wild in the light of the lamp she carried. And as she stepped back swiftly from the threshold, I turned and hurled myself towards my charpoy, grabbing for the jostlin under the pillow. Another split second and I'd have had it, but the men who'd been waiting with her were too quick. Even as my hand touched the butt, one of them landed on my back, wiry hands seizing my neck, while the other grabbed my wrist and snatched up the pistol with a yell of triumph. He covered me. His mate rolled off me, and as I came off the charpoy, there was a shouted order from the doorway. And here was a hulking brute with a breastplate over his sharma, whom I recognised, in horror, as Yando, and Malie beside him, squealing with excitement. I know when I'm cornered, and I put up my hands. Yando let out a bellow of laughter, and the chap with my jocelyn shoved it into my ribs, shouting words which needed no translation as he urged me towards the door and down the ladder stairs to the hall on the lower floor. His pal went first, menacing me with a spear as I came down, while the pistolier followed. Yando and Malie came last, she chattering like a parakeet, and he roaring to his minions, no doubt to keep a tight grip on me. The place was in uproar. Women having hysterics, bare tits bouncing in alarm, elders dithering, and Ulubba, teeth bared in fury, a stalwart Ab spearman at her side, 2 more with sickle swords menacing the wailing crowd. What had happened, if not why, was clear. My instinct about mistrusting slaves had been sound, and Malie had admitted Yando and his gang. This was confirmed by the demeanour of all parties. I couldn't understand a word, but there was no mistaking the gleeful triumph of Malie's tirade at Ulubba, or Ulubba's snarling rage as she made for Malie, who took refuge behind Yando. The Ab guarding Ulubba wrestled her back. Yando addressed her at the top of his voice in gloating amusement. She blazed back at him. The women's hysterics increased, with bosoms heaving to admiration. And I decided to put my hapeth with my best parade ground roar.
Chubara-o!
They stopped yelling.
Ulubba walk! Tell them who I am!
It was common sense. Whatever Yando might have done to an anonymous stranger within Ulubba's gates, he'd not dare misuse an envoy from the British army now invading his country. And if the revelation jeopardised my ridiculous mission to the Gala Queen, so much the better.
Tell him, I repeated in Arabic,
and from the look he turned on Ulubba, I knew he didn't understand a word.
He won't dare harm us if he knows who I am. You'll be safe too.
She looked at me without a word, and then let fly a volley at Yando, and God alone knows what she said, but it drove him into a violent fury. He absolutely grabbed her by the shoulders, bawling into her face. They raged at each other until he thrust her away and turned to my captors, an outflung hand pointing at me, his pug face contorted with bestial anger, and before I knew it, I was being thrust aloft again, the pistol wallah jabbing me with my own barrel, and the spearman offering assistance. I went,
but not quietly, you may be sure, damning their eyes for villains and swearing vows of revenge in English, Arabic, and Hindi.